We are redefining rest in peace. With a liquor bar at Stiffy's Funeral Home. Celebrate life and death with a cocktail in hand, because saying goodbye shouldn't be dry.
Bottoms up!
Come raise a glass or a stiff one at Stiffy's, because nothing says closure like an open bar.
Let's party!
Stiffy's Funeral Bar, where good times live on, even when you don't. Stiffy's reminds you to please drink responsibly, even at a funeral.
I'll drink to that.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Now let's try it again with a little moxie this time, shall we?
Well, it's definitely an inflammation of a cranium protrusion.
Do you know what day it is?
Today is Wednesday, preceded by Tuesday, as usual.
What, are you still asleep?
Wake up!
I'm wide awake!
What's on the agenda for today?
I believe you're aware of my Wednesday schedule.
You might have to refresh my memory.
First things first.
Let's put on a show!
And then what?
And then what? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Attention, creative types.
I think it's time to start the show.
It is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
There she is. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very, very simple. You just enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And...
Hello!
She will, and then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can find the podcast on the Alexa device. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You got to put the VA in there for Virginia. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel, and you will find a link to the podcast. It's kind of like a virtual time machine. You can go back to the dawn of podcasts, at least to the dawn of our podcasts, and you can listen on and on and on and on and on, and forever in purple patootie. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. The live show is from 8 to 11. Rebroadcast is anytime, anything you want, anytime you want it. It's available usually by around noon or so. And again, you can watch the Facebook Live and then as a repeat as often as you would like. All right. Coming up on today's program, Jen is joining us from Free Clinic of Central Virginia. We are going to learn a little bit more about that organization. And, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. And then, are you on the naughty list? Well, 87% of parents think Santa will come anyway, if you are. Kids. And then that brings our top list. Top reasons you would be on the naughty list if Santa kept a naughty or nice list for adults. Yeah, that is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy. Taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
Now, an ordinary kid's real letter to Santa.
Dear Santa, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm concerned about your weight. I mean, Mom says your BMI is off the chart and you're right for a coronary, whatever that is. So instead of cookies, Mom is putting out KO chips and oat milk. So you know, it's terrible. This year, I don't want anything for Christmas except for you to be healthier. I want you to be around at least until I'm 11, okay? And maybe stop sneaking into people's houses. They call that a home invasion. That can't be good, Santa. P.S. I lied about not wanting anything. You know what I want. Love you, Santa.
This has been an ordinary kid's real letter to Santa.
Merry Christmas!
Mm-hmm. The Mike Show. Hello. All right. So the kids, they're concerned about the naughty or nice list. All right. And I talked to Santa personally about this on test drive interviews. And he has a great take on today's naughty or nice list. Now, 87% of parents think Santa will still come anyway, regardless. So if Santa's the only reason your kid is behaving, don't tell them that. it's great news for all the troublemakers and the brats, because their Christmas haul would take a real hit without Santa. An average 51% of kids' Christmas gifts come from Santa. 49% come from their parents and other relatives. The poll also found he's responsible for around half of the best gifts that kids get. So, kids honor that. They honor Santa's dreaded naughty or nice list. What if grown-ups had to do the same thing? What would condemn grown-ups to a stocking full of coal? Well, find out with today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons you would be on the naughty list if Santa kept a naughty or nice list for adults. All right, here we go. Number one. I said number one. Your favorite Christmas tradition is unleashing the dogs on carolers. Top reasons you'd be on the naughty list if Santa kept a naughty or nice list for adults. You tailgate student drivers. You clip your nails on public transportation. You liked Kraven the Hunter. Top reasons you'd be on the naughty list if Santa kept a naughty or nice list for adults. You use the office microwave to reheat fish. You yell immigration at pickup soccer games so you have the park all to yourself. Top reasons you'd be on the naughty list if Santa kept a naughty or nice list for adults. You think laser pointers are for highlighting people's body flaws. Or nether regions. Top reasons you would be on the naughty list if Santa kept a naughty or nice list for adults. Whenever you see a nativity scene, you play Dropkick Baby Jesus. Oh, that's terrible. And top reasons you'd be on the naughty or nice list if Santa kept a naughty or nice list for adults. Worst of all, you throw away bubble wrap without popping it. Monster. So, The Mike Show. Coming up, we have news. And not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH for the holidays.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. It's also Punch Anyone in the Face Who Answers the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones turns 81 today. How have they not given him the Nobel Prize in Chemistry? The sequel to Wicked will be called Wicked for Good. The third one will be called Wicked for Money. 11.4 million viewers watched the finale of Yellowstone. Not to say it was mostly old guys, but when it aired, Costco was completely empty. And a Virginia hunter was crushed to death by a bear falling from a tree. Read more about it in Iconic Times magazine. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. And so I'm so happy you could join us on this Wednesday. All right. Well, of course, we're going to stick with Christmas. What's your first thought when you hear someone say they don't want a gift? Do you feel relief? Or annoyance. Annoyance at the future awkwardness that they are creating. People were asked what it means when someone says they don't want a gift. 44% say the person truly doesn't want a gift. Okay. But won't be upset if you actually gave them one. Another 19% say they may secretly want a gift, but won't be upset if you give them one or don't give them one. Okay. Yeah. Another 19% said they may secretly want a gift, but won't be upset if you don't give them one. Now, for the drama, 9% say the person doesn't want a gift and will be upset if you get them something. And 8% say the person secretly does want a gift and will be upset if you don't get them one. So confusing. There's the toy bowl. Grab something out of it. I don't know. All right, what else? A lot of people could use help wrapping presents this time of the year. Maddie went to her school shopping spree thing that they did. It cost me another $20, whatever. But anyway, she I'm very, very proud of her, and she was very proud of herself because she wrapped all her presents herself and really did a good job, by the way. But anyway, a lot of people could use some help wrapping presents. But you're not just going to ask anyone, especially if you live in the Midwest. A poll asked people how good or bad you are at wrapping gifts. About two-thirds of America, with an M, said they're good or very good at it. 1 in 5 people say they're somewhat bad, and 1 in 10 say they're very bad at it. The people most likely to admit that they're terrible at wrapping presents are men, especially older men, living in the Midwest, though. And let's be honest, it takes practice to get really good at it. There's no skill in being decent at it. It's just being willing to make the effort. And quite frankly, that's what gift bags are for. And most, you know, most places that I've gone to, they offer free gift wrapping anyway. So, all right, coming up. Yeah, Venmo's free gift wrapping too. You just, how much money do you need for that? There you go. It's all wrapped up. Coming up, we are going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really dumb with stupid criminals in Dot News. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing.
A sub above.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for
Random Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, we probably don't need to. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Electric Christmas lights were invented by Thomas Edison and his business associate, Edward Johnson. Edison created the first strand of electric lights and hung them outside his laboratory in New Jersey during the holidays in 1880. 2 years later, Edward hand-wired 80 red, white, and blue light bulbs and then strung them together around a tree in front of a window to the street. It was powered by a generator. It wasn't until 1903 that General Electric began to offer pre-assembled kits of Christmas lights for consumers. Interesting. Number two, Durex. Yes, the condom folks. They got their brand name from the combination of three words, durability, reliability, and excellence. And yes, this segment is brought to you in part, but no, I'm just kidding. Number three. The original title of 1984 was 1980, but George Orwell got sick while he was writing it, and the book got delayed, and he wanted a large enough gap between when it was published and the future he was writing about. Number four. You've probably heard of the games Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And Where in the USA is Carmen Sandiego? Broderbund Software also created Where in North Dakota is Carmen Sandiego? This is starting to get really obscure. In 1989, but it was made for the Apple II computer and is the only Carmen Sandiego game where she's hiding in a specific state. Interesting. And the number five, sloths are famous for being slow and lazy. So am I. But they're super fast when it comes to mating. It only lasts about 6 seconds, though. So there you go. Those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random facts. We paid the same for the intro and the outro, so we might as well use it. Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Jen joining us from the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Hello.
I feel smarter.
Do you feel smarter?
Yes.
I feel about the same. I really don't feel much smarter at all. I don't know how usable those facts were.
I think I can make a game. Where is Mike?
Where in the world is Mike from the Mike Show?
Is Mike from the Mike Show?
Let's do it. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Where in Lynchburg is Mike?
Oh yes.
And then you could come find me. So it could be like a live remote broadcast thing where you show up wherever I happen to be. It's probably going to be at Three Roads.
I was going to guess that.
Yeah, that would be...
It's a really difficult game.
Yeah. Where in the world is Mike? He's at Three Roads.
I'll give you two guesses.
No, just one. You only need one. Well, maybe in studio or... three. In studio, at home, or at Three Roads. But that's not why you're here. You look very, very festive, by the way.
I was going for festive.
Yeah, we've got the same color idea, yeah. But I look bummy. I look like the dude. Well, I look like I should be just curled up on the couch.
You should be at Three Roads.
I could be at Three Roads also. But I look like I should be just curled up on the couch, sampling a beverage.
I don't think I would ever
watching Top Gear.
I see Mike curled up anywhere.
Yeah, or lounging. I gotta lounge. I'm a lounger.
Curled up.
Yeah, maybe not. No, there's no curling. I'm kind of round, so. I'm already curled. Anyway, let's talk about the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. How have things been going? And is this not the best time of the year for folks who are considering making a donation to consider Free Clinic of Central Virginia?
Absolutely. That is for sure.
And why? Why should they do that? Tell us about your organization. Tell us about Free Clinic. We've been talking about it. We've been running ads and promoting the fact that it's not just for folks that are unemployed. It's not just for folks that don't have insurance. There is this whole Alice economy. And explain that to folks that might not understand or might not be aware of the Alice economy, but these folks would also help support Free Clinic of Central Virginia.
So I think there probably was a time when a lot more people didn't maybe understand what Alice was, but I think we live in the economy that we live in now. I think a lot more people do understand that. So, you know, Alice is income restricted folks. So people who make enough money to pay their rent and their bills, but they really don't make enough money to pay for anything above and beyond that. So I think we all know the feeling right now of going to the store and how much eggs cost, how much just about anything costs, right?
Yeah.
So no matter which side of the vote you fell on, I think we all felt that, the election was highly impacted by the cost of groceries, right? So, our patients are the folks that, again, they're the working individuals that are out there in your community taking care of, restaurant workers, folks that work at daycares, places that don't provide insurance. But there's still folks that work hard and they just cannot afford to be able to pay for their own medical insurance. So, we provide medical care, so we have every type of doctor that you would need to be able to access if you had insurance, and then we also have dental. And we're really excited. We just launched this week. We are able to provide counseling again, so we have partnership.
That's fantastic.
I know. We're really excited about this. We have a partnership where we're going to be doing virtual counseling. So if you come in and you need to establish some counseling sessions, we will be able to do that through a virtual platform. So we'll be able to provide any medical and mental health and dental services that you need.
So if you're listening to us I'd encourage you to head over to our social media at the Mike Show VA. And if you're watching this segment, you're seeing a virtual tour right here at Free Clinic. And if you're familiar with it, just from street level, it goes so much further down. There's so many levels of healthcare that exists. It's staggering.
Yes.
It really is. And the other thing that's really staggering is the amount of hours that are donated by healthcare professionals in our community, doctors, dentists, and really just the whole gambit of folks that help serve the healthcare community are donating their time to Free Clinic of Central Virginia, and then that's pretty much one of the biggest ways that that the Free Clinic can actually exist.
Correct. Last year we had about 12,000 hours of volunteer time that came from about 562 people who came and gave their time to us. So, you know, that's kind of the heart of who we are. You know, when people go into medicine, they go into medicine because they want to help others, yeah. Right? So a lot of times I'm a nurse, I worked in the ER for a long time. And, you know, once you get into medicine and you start working as a doctor or a nurse or, PT or dentist, and you do it day in and day out, and you're working in the medical record, and you're doing all the things, a lot of times we get burnt out and we forget why we do what we do. We forget the connection to humans and taking care of others. And so a lot of people come to work with us because they want to remember what connected them to taking care of people in the first place. So they come back and they serve with us and they take care of people. And, you know, there's really, I mean, without sounding cheesy, there's just nothing more beautiful. Our patients get some of the best care because the people that are coming there, you know, they're coming at the end of their workday and they're coming because they want to give back. And the service that they're providing is a beautiful thing. And, We're really thankful for those hours, but our patients are also really thankful for it. So that combination of the provider giving their time and then the patient being thankful for it, it's pretty magic.
Absolutely. If you have been putting off getting healthcare because you didn't feel like you could afford it, if you've been putting off seeing a doctor or seeing a dentist. And that is one of we talked about this, that is the healthcare crisis of our time right now is dental.
Absolutely. I mean, I say that all the time. When you see people who, have put off getting dental care, I mean, this is the beginning of everything is your mouth.
Yeah.
So when you put off that care for a long period of time, you know, it's a really big deal. You know, the mouth is connected to the heart. It's connected to everything. So, you know, we are in a healthcare crisis with dental. Being able to get a new dental appointment, even with insurance, it can be as late as 2026.
Yeah.
And so we like to think of ourselves as kind of a bridge to being able to help people until they can get established somewhere. But you know, when you're in dental pain, there's really nothing worse. So we really try to help bridge that gap and help people in those moments. But you know, we can't do it without community members, without people stepping in and donations. You know, the heart of who we are is only as good as the community who supports us. So the donations that we've been sustained on since we started, they come from community members, and they come from people who give. Monthly donors are huge. If people can give even as little as $10 a month, you know, that adds up to $120 a year. That's important. And I see you're scrolling through our website there. We have ways you can give monthly, you can give individually. Those are obviously, you know, we're a nonprofit, so you get a tax credit for those things or tax donation. So, you know, we, you know, there's plenty of ways to give. But even if you can't give money, we love volunteers as well. But obviously at this time of year, we're really doing a push for donations to help us keep our mission alive and help continue to take care of our neighbors in need.
Absolutely. And operationally, it has got to cost a lot to operate a clinic of that size with everything that goes into it. And so if you are considering making a donation, if, you know, this is the time of year that kind of got away from you and you're like, oh, wow, you know, I really should set something up. We encourage you to check out Free Clinic of Central Virginia. You can visit their website, freeclinicva.org. And then there's a donate button. There's also a volunteer button if you'd like to become a volunteer as well. All kinds of ways that you can help out this truly community resource that exists here. It's amazing.
It really is. And we also have giving trees in several places, including three roads in the community that have ornaments on them, that have our wish list on Amazon. You know, there's all sorts of different ways you can give. You can also reach out through Facebook or our website. And, you know, if you have questions, we're happy to answer them. But we really appreciate our community's support. And we're thankful for being able to still be here today because of, you know, friends in the community like you.
The behavioral health portion of this is huge. Mm-hmm. That's something that that a lot of folks need the service, and a lot of folks, either for one reason or another, they can't afford it, they can't make it. There are in their mind maybe some barriers. But this is fantastic that you're also able to offer that as well.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in counseling. I think that, you know, in everything in life, you have to remember that, you know, you have to take care of every part of you, right? So, you know, if you're not well mentally, that's going to impact everything just the same as if you're not well physically. You know, as a CEO, you have coaches who help you become the best CEO, the same as you have coaches to help you become the best quarterback of a team, right? So, you know, it's no different when you need help to be the best you can mentally. It's the same thing to be the best you can physically. So there's no shame in reaching out for mental health assistance. And, you know, it's something we've been lacking, and being able to offer that again is something that we're extremely excited about, because, you know, you have to be able to address those issues, and, you know, being able to bring that back is huge. And it's because of community partnerships and, you know, donor support. So we're thankful for that.
Absolutely. Again, if you'd like to learn more about Free Clinic of Central Virginia, just visit their website, freeclinicva.org. If you want to make a donation, volunteer, or if you need to make an appointment, if you need to find out if you qualify, and the answer is probably always yes. In some way, shape, or form, you guys will figure out how to get a patient care. Correct?
Correct. Correct. You know, we'll no matter what, if you show up, we'll help you. You know, we will help you figure out where the best place is for you to get help. You know, if you need help, just know that there's someone out there that will help you, and we will help you find that help.
No, that's fantastic. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Do you think we covered everything?
I think we did. My only other thing is we have a 5K March the 29th.
Well, let's talk about that in another segment.
Yes.
Because this segment is running a little bit longer, and we don't want the tune-out factor. So, yeah, let's
had to throw it in there.
No.
That's what we do.
Let's do another segment. We'll talk about the 5K that's coming up. It is a fundraiser for the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. That and so much more is all on the way. It is the Mike Show.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy. Taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. We got Jen still with us from the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. And you have a 5K that is coming up. Tell us about that.
I do. We have the Colon Cancer Awareness 5K coming up March the 29th, which feels like a long way away, but it's not.
Well, folks are already signing up for it.
They are. They are. That's our little planners who like to have things, you know, planned well ahead of time, plan out all their runs for the year. Mm-hmm. But for those of you who have not planned your runs for the year, it is going to be March 29th. It's our third year with this fabulous race, and we're moving it this year.
Okay.
Yes, we've had it at the Peaks View Park for the last 2 years. For those of you who have participated before, you know our first year was a mighty fine rain. Mm-hmm. And then last year we had it on Sunday instead of Saturday. So this year we have decided we actually had to cut it off at the number of participants because we had so much interest in the race.
Wow.
We cut it off at 250. Okay. And so this year we've decided to move it. We got permission from Parks and Rec, and it's going to be, we'll start at Lincoln Middle School. Okay. And it's going to start there and then utilize the Blackwater Creek Trail from Lincoln. We'll over the trail there. I mean, over the new bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be awesome. And we're going to really... you know, this race has a ton of interest, and it's a lot of fun. And colon cancer is the fastest growing cancer under the age of 40.
Wow.
And so we really want to continue to raise awareness and use this as an opportunity to, you know, just show our community the importance of screening and how... you know, treatable this is when found in an early stage.
All right. I have a suggestion.
What's that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. All right. This is what I'm thinking. Now, you know, with the Casa Superhero run, they have the villains.
Yes.
And the villains are chasing, or the kids are chasing the villains.
Where is this going?
Okay. Just hear me out.
I'm trying.
All right. Hear the snap of the glove. And never mind. I'm just saying the gloved doctors could be chasing after. Yes, could be chasing after the runners.
That's actually the opposite of what we're trying to do.
Okay.
We're not trying to instill fear in our in the community here, Mike.
Okay.
It's not
wait a minute. Okay.
Do.
So new thought.
No.
New thought. The gloved heroes could be at the end of the race. And you're running towards...
This goes against everything.
You're running towards them.
What we're trying to do.
Okay.
No.
All right, sorry.
No.
You're running towards them. They're the gloved heroes.
No.
They're going to save your life.
It's, negative.
Okay.
We did get poop emoji.
Ah, did you?
stress balls.
Okay.
Yeah, they're happy, smiling poop piles. So okay. that's what we're going for.
That's a good
it's
thing.
It's not masked men with snapping gloves.
No, wouldn't be. It's not masked men. But I just thought, you know, the snappy glove thing.
All right, Lynchburg, this is the opposite of what I was going for.
Okay.
But
I have a better idea.
Oh, no, I don't want any more.
I have a better idea. Do you remember the hamburger helper
yes,
helping
yes.
hand?
Stop.
No.
Please stop.
An inflatable
Please
one.
Stop. Just, no. We do just, have an inflatable colon.
Yes, you do.
Yes. And you can run through that at the end of the race.
Yes. Now, in all seriousness, I am of the age where I should be getting checked on the regular.
You should. And you haven't?
No, I haven't.
Shame on you.
I know. So I'm
embarrassed to know.
I am going to make an appointment, mm-hmm. and I have as part of my New Year's resolution, I'm going to attend to the things that I have put off, and it's just human nature. But there's no reason that you should be putting these things off because it could save your life. And my youngest daughter and I were talking about who were we talking about? We were talking about Bill Murray because mm-hmm. we were watching the movie Scrooged. Mm-hmm. And Maddie was asking, you know, how old the movie was, and we told her how old the movie was, and she goes, well, how old is Bill Murray now? And so I pulled up a picture of Bill Murray, and he's like 74 or something, young guy, still, but not as young as he was whenever he played Scrooge, in Scrooged, and she said, oh, he's as old as Papa. And I said, yeah, he is. And we all get older. And then it just got into this discussion about getting older. So I want to be around, you know, at that time for my kids. So it's very, very important. And
it is.
And we make light and I joke, I kid. But in all seriousness, this is something that we all need to do as we get older and take care of ourselves.
And here's the thing, you know, if you colon cancer is found in stage one has greater than a 91% survival rate, it is completely something that can be taken care of with most of the time, pretty simple stuff. So okay. if you... And it takes 10 years for it to grow. So if you get screened early, yeah. and screening can be pooping in a box, yeah. right? That's not so bad.
Okay.
Or a colonoscopy.
I can do that.
Okay. See? So, or a colonoscopy. And a colonoscopy, if you have a negative colonoscopy and you have no other risk factors, you don't have to have another one for 10 years.
Yeah.
And someone who's had a colonoscopy... pretty sweet. Get a little sedation vacation, have some sweet dreams, wake right on up and go on your merry way.
Okay.
Or again, you can poop in a box that in. And that's good for 3 years. Okay. So these, and it has a 99% negative predictive value. So that means
that's really, really important too.
Yes.
to know of how high the predictability is.
Yes.
On those tests, because I thought it was lower.
No. So if you use a Cologuard, you are a 99.9% chance that if it's negative.
Now it's 99.9%.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
That means that the chances that negative is actually negative.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
All right.
And that lasts for 3 years.
Okay,
so
I'm pooping in a box.
Pooping in a box.
I'm going to do it. I'm doing it tomorrow.
I feel bad for your UPS guy, but he's not going to know what it is, so it's fine. So this is
well,
the thing. It's that easy.
Their trucks are brown.
Dad jokes. Keeping them coming.
What can brown do for you?
There we go. All right. Well, here's the thing, and everybody needs to remember this. We all poop, and it needs to be. It needs to be that you just got to remember that. And at the end of the day, we all have to be screened, and screening can save your life.
Absolutely.
Right.
So yes. And that's what we want to do. And that's what we want everybody to just be the healthiest version of themselves
Correct.
That they can possibly be. And now that you seriously put it this way, that it is so simple for me to check these things,
Trepidation Vacation?
Yeah.
Poop in a box.
Either one. I might just do both.
You should.
Yeah. I might just do both. Now, are there any... I could read the directions, but are there any restrictions? Should I refrain from having any alcoholic beverages before I poo in a box?
I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. All right. I'll read the directions on the Cologuard thing.
Yes. You should read the directions.
Yeah. And I'll follow their instructions.
And you should just talk to your doctor, because there are some restrictions. Like if you have a family history of colon cancer, or you have any bleeding, or you have other things, then you're going to have a colonoscopy.
Sure.
And that's okay.
Sure.
Don't be scared of it. You know, there's people have been having these things for a very long time, and, you know, they do a great job with them. You're in and out of there, and you know you don't even remember any of it. So
I'm gonna be talking with folks, and we're gonna make a plan of action.
I'm gonna hold you to it.
Yeah, and please, I will keep you up to date on my progress.
Thank you.
To a healthier journey through 2025.
I'll bring you a little poop emoji.
This is great. I love this. I get presents too.
Yes.
Yes. Again, in all seriousness, the 5K...
March 29th.
It's March 29th. You can register. The 5K run walk is, right now, $30 if you register between now and February 28th.
Correct.
The youth 5K run walk for 12 and under is $15. Registration ends on March 29th. You can learn more. We will link this up on this broadcast, but you'll have a link coming soon to your website.
Yes, we will. And so far, we've already got Centra Health and Rehab Associates, as well as Gastroenterology Associates of Central Virginia. They're already sponsors. It's going to be a great race. It has been for the last 2 years, and we look for this to be another great year. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. And like I said, just, you know, get screened. If you have questions and want to know how to get screened, please call our office. We're happy to help you. It's so important, and it's so easy. And early detection is key. I cannot emphasize that enough, and we're happy to help.
And if you are in search of a doctor you don't currently have one, maybe it's for financial reasons or whatever, give Free Clinic a call.
Absolutely.
Hit up their website. They are a resource. Regardless of whether you you utilize their services or not, they're a resource for you here in our community. So you can learn more by visiting their website. It is freeclinicva.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for taking so much time today and putting up with my lunacy.
No gloves.
Come on.
No.
All right. It is the Mike Show coming up. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, what do you get when you mash up Feliz Navidad together with Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit? Well, someone tried it.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I love it. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Did you know what today is? We mentioned it a little bit earlier in not headline news. Today is Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Skip that. According to a new study, IQ scores in America are actually dropping. A couple of theories why: an overemphasis on science and math, meaning other areas are dropping, or maybe that Americans are just simply bad at taking tests.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
Impossible. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we told you about this earlier. We even opened the show with it. A Columbus, Ohio funeral home will become the first in Ohio to get a liquor license. Here's the owner, Hunter Triplett, talking about getting the license.
My role in this position is to kind of be a party planner for dead people. You know, be more of a celebration of life than more of the multi-day traditional services, which cost a lot of money. And their inspector called me and they're like, is this Evergreen Funeral? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you would be the first funeral home to get a liquor license in the state of Ohio.
Now, I've been thinking about this. And I've thought about this not just because we're talking about getting healthier, getting screened, or, you know, things like that. But I've thought about how would I want my life to be celebrated? Would I want it to be a traditional, solemn funeral home setting that's all sterile and just flowers around and it smells and like not bad smells, but, you know, flower smells, sanitary smells. I'm not thinking that. I am thinking I want a good old fashioned Scottish wake. I want to be there. I want me in the casket to be there like this. And I want it to be an open bar. I want bands. I want people to party and have fun. That's the way I want to go out. So for those of you who are keeping track and those of you that may help to facilitate my last dying wishes, that's what I want. So good on them. Let's see. Skip that. We're going to comedian? Yeah, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Hanukkah happens to begin on Christmas night this year. Here's Lewis Black comparing Hanukkah to Christmas.
Christmas has gotten out of control, but when I was a kid, I wanted to celebrate it, but I couldn't because I'm Jewish. But when you compare Christmas to Hanukkah, there's no comparison. Christmas is great, Hanukkah sucks! How do we celebrate Hanukkah? We celebrate it with candles. Christians, on Christmas, Santa comes, and he brings a ton of stuff. It's unbelievable. It's extraordinary. I go next door to see my best Christian pals. I'll never forget it. And the whole house is filled with boxes. It's like a warehouse. And out back, there's six ponies. Six! We were gonna buy Princess One, but we loved all of them. Ha-ha! Merry Christmas! People believe that Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days. And that's a liar, liar, pants on fire situation. Most Jewish families don't make it past the fourth day. It doesn't happen. Come on, aren't we going to light the lights? No, enough's enough. First night you get socks, second night an eraser, a notebook. It's a back to school holiday.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in news, and then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by... Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH for the holidays.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right. Here it is. Good Lord. A 36-year-old man in Pennsylvania named Keaton Gaines literally lost his mind last week while under the influence of drugs. Keaton showed up at a woman's house naked, told her it's time to meet the Lord, and began punching her in the head. She got away from him long enough to call 911. But in the meantime, Keaton locked himself in a bathroom in the woman's with the woman's husband and two children. He didn't hurt them. He spent most of the time in there praying loudly and drinking toilet water. This requires something. There we go. Aha. When the police got there, they tried to remove Keaton from the residence. He resisted and said, "No, you're the cops. This is a fight." They tried to subdue him, but he repeatedly punched and kicked the officers. One suffered broken ribs, and the other suffered a broken bone in his hand. He was eventually given a sedative, and not the officer, the guy, and was taken to the hospital to be checked out. He's since been arraigned on various charges, including aggravated assault, assault of law enforcement, and resisting arrest. It's unclear what kind of drugs were these, but Keaton was praying for it. And take two. It's unclear what kind of drugs these were and what Keaton was praying for. Good Lord. Where did this happen? Now, yep. Clearfield County, Pennsylvania. Goodness gracious. Is there another story? Or are we going to good news? Going to good news. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Where did this happen? Right. Oh, this happened in Roanoke. Another local story. A woman in Virginia, in Roanoke, just got her Heathcliff lunchbox back more than 40 years after she lost it at school. A plumber found it tucked inside the access panel of a wall. The school was able to track her down because her mom wrote her name inside it. Here's Tracy Drain celebrating getting her lunchbox back.
I think it's amazing. Like I said, if I would have been the person that found it, I would have put it on eBay. It was finders keepers, losers weepers. But like I said, it's very interesting to be able to see it. Like I said, as far as remembering it, I do not, but it has my mom's handwriting, which I'll treasure. She made sure that I'd be able to find it. Just never knew it would take 40 years to be able to track me down.
And there you go. That is the good news. Great job. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?